1-800-639-2020.
AM 960, KCTK, Phoenix, USA.
Makes me want to dance. It's not a pretty sight, by the way. Actually, it's a bad image. Mental image. Bad mental image. Don't take that home. AM 960 KCTK. I'm Lee Kent. Good evening. Thank you for joining me. It's almost exactly 5:49, 11 before 6 o'clock, and Cotnet on the way. Bookham Bano. Don't miss the early morning show with Tom Brown. Every weekday morning, 6 o'clock. Number the same, 508-0960. And AM 960 KCTK is the new home of the undefeated, I will say that continuously because I was ordered to, Arizona Wildcat basketball team with Covenant on the way. Harry Potter. We haven't talked very much about Harry Potter. A storm of complaints. Talk shows all across the country, television and radio, just going head over heels about people complaining about Harry Potter. Now I can understand. I can understand the concern a parent might have about a very young and impressionable child who has absolutely no moral background, who has not been given any tools or foundation, who has not been given any information whatsoever about life or belief systems or faith or anything that matters. I can understand that that child might be susceptible to see that movie and then all of a sudden start up perhaps a sorcerer's ring or something. Or go on the internet and find something that looks like a pentagram and think that's a wonderful thing. It isn't, but to think that it's a wonderful thing. I can understand that. What I can't understand, though, and I've heard a lot of people talk about this before, too, but it just makes no sense to me. I cannot understand why it is the complaints that are coming from the Christian parents, the people who are supposedly giving their children the basis, the foundation, and the strength to stand on their faith, to stand on their understanding, to stand on their knowledge and their belief system, and not be susceptible to that. What they're doing instead is they're turning it around and they're calling it prohibition. You can't go see it. You can't understand it. You can't read it. You can't tell what it is. Do you know what that does to a small child? To a small child, what that does is, you were a small child at one time. What that does, it says to that small child, only I can have that knowledge. You can't. You call that a challenge? It's a challenge, all right. That small child is going to find out about that, whether you know it or not. And that small child is then going to make their own determinations, whether you've taught them right or not. You need to be able to be completely and fully armed when dealing with something that you don't like. And the best way to deal with that is to have it out in the open, expose it, explain it, and refer to the foundations that you have given them. Does that make sense? Of course it makes sense. Is it going to be done? No. Probably not. People have a habit of getting into concerns with things that threaten them. Things that threaten them. Okay, what happens if something is said to you and you feel threatened? Do you have a response that is directly to the point? Do you respond to the issue? Do you come back in and do you say, no, I think you're wrong? No, you don't. You respond to the threat. That's why conversations fall apart. I mean, just conversations die. If someone wants to bring up an issue, like, well, let me say hypothetically, Dangerous Dan, the engineer. I don't like his haircut. Well, this is a hypothetical. It's hypothetical. He's wearing a baseball cap anyways. I don't know what the A on it stands for, though. Arkansas? Razorback? Is that what that is? No. I say I don't like Dan's hair. I think Dan's bald because he's wearing a baseball cap. But I don't like Dan's hair. Dan, instead of referring to the topic, what is the topic? The topic is hair. Instead of coming back and saying, my hair is just fine. I like my hair. My girlfriend likes my hair. My wife likes my hair, too. Dan, I'm sorry, Dan, I wasn't supposed to say that. I apologize. I'm sorry. Instead, what does he do? He refers to not the topic of the conversation, but the opening line of the conversation. I don't like Dan's hair. He refers to Dan. He comes back and says, what do you mean you don't like my hair? He becomes defensive. And so, not necessarily that Dan would do that, mind you. Of course, I think Dan probably would, because he's still got the baseball cap on. And he didn't smile when I said girlfriend and wife, so you never know. Dan, on the other hand, would then come back and say something that had to do with the topic of Dan, which is not at all what I was talking about. I was talking about hair. So the topic has changed. It's moved from what I wanted to say to what Dan thought it was. Now, if I'm an idiot, you know, okay, I am. So if I'm an idiot, I'm going to pick up on the topic of Dan instead of the hair, and I'm going to lose track of what I just said. Let me give you some advice, okay? And this is not psychological advice, Ren. This is dealing with people. This is how do you go through a conversation? How do you go through a conversation and keep control of the conversation? There's actually a thing online about this. It's called How to Win Friends and Influence People. Only it's not quite the same philosophy that they use. This is a little more direct. If you make a topic and you say it once, and the person you respond to changes the topic, bring them back to the topic. This is true, that this actually works. I've used it in union negotiations. I've used it in car buying. I've used it in all kinds of things. This actually works. You bring it back to the topic. So, topic, Dan's hair. The hair is the topic. Dan says, don't pick on me. I bring it back to the hair. Dan now is stuck. He's back to hair, unless I phrase it differently. And I say, Dan's hair is green and it shouldn't be. Now he can pick on green. He doesn't have to pick on hair. He can go to green. So now he can talk about grass, because green grass. Or he can talk about, the chairs that are in this studio, because they're really putrid-looking green. Or he could talk about anything that is green. And if I then bring him back to the topic a second time, and I'm back on hair, then he can then move off if I say something else and go to a third topic. But, and this is what's cool about this, and you can do this just yourself, use it in business, use it at the store. If you bring them back a third time, you not only will have changed your own focus and you're back on the same topic, but they can't get out of it. They cannot get out of the topic. They're stuck. Dan will be stuck on hair for the rest of the day. It works. It absolutely works. AM 960. KCTK, the new home of the undefeated Arizona Wildcat basketball team, 508-0960, and CopNet is on the way. CopNet is a bunch of cops sitting around, or is it, it's not a bondage show, is it? I mean, when you think about it, the title is a little bit unusual. CopNet is, I'm not going to touch it. I'll stay out of that. My name is Lee Kent. I would like to thank you so much for hanging around with me this afternoon and filling a little airtime, and especially to Glenn from Peoria for calling. Glenn, I think you're probably right that attention span could very well be the problem, but I don't think that's the cause. I honestly don't think that attention span, which is a very short subject, by the way, is the cause of the problems we have today. It's the cause of the attention span that is the problem we have today. We'll touch on that issue. The attention span is, what is that? Ooh, there I go. Look at that. Ooh, what is that? Ooh, there I go. Ooh, what's this topic? Ooh, there I go. What'd you say? Oh, no, what's that? Ooh, there I go. It's like a cat. A cat looks at something and goes, sitting still, so will I. All of a sudden, somebody's leg moves. Ooh, the leg moved. Look at that for a while. Then all of a sudden, the light goes on. Ooh, who turned the lights on? Look at the light for a while. And if it really moves, they're going to follow it. That's not very intelligent. That's not very intelligent. Might as well bring it up. What is intelligence, then? If I'm talking about it, I might as well bring it up. Intelligence is, as defined by me, okay? And argue with me if you don't like the idea, but it's true. But intelligence is the degree to which you are in control of your actions over and above the degree to which the environment is in control of your actions. In other words, how much do you proact versus how much you react? A computer reacts everything, no matter whether it's called AI or not. A human being, on the other hand, has the ability to proact, think it through, evaluate, move forward, and make actions and functions that occur that have nothing to do with the current environment. That is what causes lack of attention span. And don't forget now, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m., 508-0960, AM 960, KCTK, the early morning show with Tom Brown. on the new home of the undefeated Arizona Wildcat basketball team. This is AM 960 KCTK. I am Lee Kent. Thank you so much for joining me. CopNet is on the way next, and CopNet will be... I still think it's a bunch of police officers in bondage. Hang around. We'll find out. At the news, information, and other things. Thanks for joining me.
The Valley's new home for Arizona Wildcats basketball.